May the Lord help us to commence this evening by singing hymn 339. 339. O my distrustful heart, how small thy faith appears, but greater, Lord, thou art than all my doubts and fears. Did Jesus once upon me shine, then Jesus is forever mine. Hymn 339.
Thank you. Lord, would help us, let us read from his holy word in the second book of the Chronicles, reading chapter 26. The second book of the Chronicles, reading chapter 26. Two Chronicles, chapter 26. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah after that the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and brake down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod, and among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbaal and the Mehunims. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. Also he built towers in the desert and digged many wells, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men that went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account, by the hand of Jeiel the scribe, and Maaseiah the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers and the mighty men of valor were 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500, that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and aubergeons and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvellously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honour from the Lord God. Then Uzziah was wroth, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priests, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests, in the house of the Lord, from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and, behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper. For he was cut off from the house of the Lord, and Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the Acts of Isaiah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, write. So Isaiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the burial which belonged to the kings. For they said, he is a leper. And Jotham his son reigned in his stead. May the Lord bless his holy word unto us and help us to approach unto him in prayer. O thou great and holy Lord God, as we have entered into thy house, Lord, this evening, we are reminded of thy holiness. Thou wilt in no wise acquit the wicked, but thou dost and must punish sin and deal righteously with sin. Lord, that we might rightly tremble as we approach unto thee this evening. For Lord, if thou shouldst mark iniquity, who should stand? But oh, wonder of wonders, there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. Lord, as we have entered into thy house this evening, oh, we plead. We may have come with a desire to hear the gospel preached. And Lord, that thou wouldst give help in the preaching of the gospel. The sinners who ought to know that by their sins deserving hell, oh, they might be raised, Lord, to a hope. And that we might have that hope set before us this evening, even in and through the person of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Lord, we come reminded there is only one way of approach. Oh, that not without blood, that through priest, that through sacrifice. Lord, oh, this evening that we might behold once more that one way. Through Jesus Christ, who has said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Lord, may we be seeking no other high priest this evening. May we be seeking no other sacrifice than the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. May we be seeking no other way of access unto this evening, Lord. Not our own righteousness. Not our own good works. Lord, thou must cut them off. From first to last, we confess all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, from head to foot, bruises, wounds, and putrefying sores. But, O Lord, in thy mercy, that through Jesus this evening, and through his righteousness, we might find that way whereby those sinners we may approach unto thee. Lord, may we be enabled to say with one this evening, but since my Saviour stands between in garments dyed in blood, 'tis he instead of me is seen as I approach to God. So, Lord, we would plead that thou wouldst rightly fit us and prepare us to worship thee, to enter into thy house, to seek thee while thou mayest be found, and to call upon thee while thou art near. Help us, Lord, to forsake all else, and to forsake all hope in self, and to be looking alone unto Jesus. Lord, we plead that thou wouldst give us that hunger and thirst after Jesus, that desire to know Jesus, to see Jesus this evening. Lord, may we have not come seeking anything less. Deliver us, Lord, from simply seeking a word. Deliver us from simply seeking that our experience might be touched, but oh, that we might not be satisfied without a glimpse of Jesus and that mercy that is in him and in him alone. We plead, Lord, thou wouldst give help in the preaching of the word. Help us to rightly divide the word of truth. Help us, Lord, to set Jesus before the people, that he might be lifted up upon the gospel pole. Oh, mercy for the vilest of sinners. Lord, we plead that thou wouldst keep the door of our lips as we speak in thy name. Keep us, Lord, from ourselves and from the enticing words of men's wisdom. Help us to rightly divide the word of truth. Help us, Lord, to speak plainly. Deliver us from all error, Lord, and anything that may lead thy children astray, or may this evening do damage in thy vineyard. Lord, we tremble. Oh, we are about holy things. Lord, remind us of utter insufficiency. Oh, may we not come, Lord, in our own strength this evening, but may we come dependent alone upon thy grace. And Lord, oh, give fresh supplies of grace this evening. Lord, the power is thine. Clothe the word with thy power of thy spirit. May none be sent empty away. Lord, that thou wouldst be cutting down self-righteous souls. Thou wouldst be delivering us from self and everything else. Oh, that thou wouldst be bringing us to rest alone upon Christ. But that we might find in him, oh, strength and safety and righteousness and all. Lord, we plead that thou wouldst give help in the desks this evening, in the giving out of the hymns, and help, Lord, in the leading of the singing in every part, Lord. Oh, that we might be true spirit worshippers this evening, those, Lord, that desire to worship thee, those, Lord, that have come with that cry, sir, we would see Jesus, hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Lord, open the ear, open the heart to receive the word. Give the eye of faith, oh, that we might not see man, Lord, but that we might see Jesus. Lord, we plead that thou wouldst keep us from wandering thoughts and wandering hearts. Lord, that thou wouldst withdraw us from all the cares and the concerns of the day and the fears, Lord, and the joys, the prospects of tomorrow. Oh, Lord, that thou wouldst remind us once more this evening there is but one thing needful. Separate us, Lord, from everything that's not Christ. Remember, Lord, the sick at this time. We plead that thou wouldst have mercy upon those unable to gather in thy house this evening. Go unto them, Lord, where they are. Bless the word unto them, Lord, strengthen them and grant healing mercies. The parents, Lord, and the children at home, we plead thou wouldst bless them. And those, Lord, detained because of work and other lawful things, Lord, oh, thou wouldst remember them where they are. Any, Lord, that could be here but won't be here, have mercy upon them. Oh, remind them this evening the solemn place where they stand before a lost eternity, but for grace. Oh, that thou wouldst, O Lord, make us more urgent, make us more earnest. Lord, keep us in the way. Oh, we know, Lord, left to ourselves for a moment, we will turn aside. We're prone to wander. Lord, we settle down on something that is not Christ. Oh, that which must be burnt up and must be lost in a dying hour. Oh, that thou wouldst, O Lord, be exercising us in the things of eternity this evening. Oh, that we might, O Lord, not take our life for granted, tomorrow for granted. But Lord, that we might be found seeking thee while thou art to be found and calling upon thee while thou art near. Lord, that sinners this evening might be forsaking their wicked ways and turning unto thee. And oh, that we might prove, Lord, the abundance of thy mercy and thy grace to forgive the vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel their need. Bless, Lord, this church and people here. Continue with them, Lord, strengthen the deacons, each church member, Lord, oh, be uniting them. They might be of one heart, one mind, one voice before thee. Help them, Lord, to walk together in love, to exhort one another, to hold one another up, to pray for one another. Lord, help the church members here to be a right example. May they not be left to stumble any, Lord. We'd ask, Lord, that thou wouldst yet add to their number, but oh, build them up in their most holy faith. May they be established, strengthened, settled. Lord, we plead that thou wouldst bless the ministry here week by week on thy day, Lord, that thy servant might come with thy word, and Lord, that thy word might be attended with power. Lord, that thou wouldst yet grant them a pastor according to thine own heart, going out among them to lead the people and to teach them. Lord, we plead thou wouldst hear the prayers that were offered here last night. Oh, that those prayers might not, O Lord, return without answer. Oh, we know, Lord, prayers that are prayed with faith in Jesus Christ. Nothing else, Lord, to plead but Jesus' precious blood. Oh, they must be heard and answered. We can no denial take when we pray for Jesus' sake. Lord, forgive our faithless prayers. Forgive our bloodless prayers. Oh, we plead, Lord, that thou wouldst have mercy upon us once more this evening. Make us feel our need. Oh, Lord, make us come with nothing but thy precious blood to plead. And Lord, may we find, oh, that thou art pleased to hear thy people cry for Jesus Christ's sake. Lord, that thou wouldst bless such requests this evening, and that thou wouldst send thy answer of peace. Have mercy upon us, Lord, as a land. Oh, the solemn day in which we live, the darkness, Lord, that abounds. Keep us, Lord. Oh, we fear lest we should become hardened to the wickedness, to the carnality of the world. Oh, we plead, Lord, thou wouldst keep alive our souls in the day of famine, the day of the famine of the hearing of the word. Lord, may we not be amongst those who turn aside. Oh, but who can hold us up but thou? Lord, we need thy keeping grace. Keep. Oh, keep by the power of God. unto the day of Jesus Christ. Continue, Lord, that work in us. And if it be not begun, Lord, this evening, oh, seek and save the lost. And be bringing, Lord, the dead to life, and all that thou wouldst be causing us this evening to be found seeking after mercy. Lord, for all thy many mercies, for all thy great favour, Lord, toward us, the blessing of another day, Lord, for health and strength to gather in thy house, reminded, Lord, all these mercies are all at thy disposal. In a moment thou canst bring us into weakness and sickness. Lord, each reminder, we have nothing of our own, no power, Lord, no strength. Oh, but we have a good God. We have a Saviour, more full of grace, Lord, than we are of sin. Oh, we plead, Lord, this evening that praise might wait for thee in Zion. Oh, the wonders love has done, for the glories of the Saviour, for the power of Emmanuel. Oh, Lord, for his precious blood, which cleanses from all sin, for his saving grace unto the uttermost. Oh, we would desire, Lord, to give thee thanks. Lord, if there are any hard hearts here this evening, any that feel, Lord, nothing to give thanks for, Lord, no need of Jesus. Any, Lord, that are found murmuring, oh, we plead that thou wouldst break the cold and stony hearts. Any, Lord, that are taken up with the things of this world, lifeless concerning the things of grace, oh, that thou wouldst, O Lord, draw near. Lord, that thou wouldst send forth once more thy Spirit to convince of sin and lead to Jesus' blood and to our wondering eyes reveal the secret love of God. Help us, Lord, now to sing thy praise. Be with us as we turn to thy word. Have mercy upon us and visit us with thy salvation. We'd ask it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 682. While Jesus whispers peace and unctuously displays the matchless beauties of his grace, our hearts approve his ways. Hymn 682.
Thank you.
So Lord, would help me this evening, grant you prayer for attention. I'll direct you to a text you'll find in the portion of God's Word read, 2 Chronicles chapter 26, and reading from the end of verse 15, the second half of verse 15. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvellously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, reading from the second half of verse 15. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvellously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. The word of God tells us itself that all things in the word of God, they're written for our instruction. They're written for our correction, for our profit. And when we come to these accounts that are found particularly in the history of Israel, from Joshua onwards, how often they appear rather dark, but they're written for our instruction. And we are good students of the word when we desire that instruction, and when we join prayer with each inspection of the word of God, and we desire to read, that we might not just read it as a book of history, but that we might read it to understand what God the Lord is speaking in his word to us and to us today. Oh, we have in these accounts of the kings of Israel and Judah much instruction. Oh, they were men of like passion as we are. They were sinners. They needed grace. They made many mistakes, just the same as we make many mistakes. And we, left to ourselves, will be in the same place as they are. Friends, to find, if nothing else, a reminder, but for grace. But for grace, where would we be this evening, cut off? Oh, friends, these things are written for our instruction. It is my desire and concern this evening that we might be instructed by the Holy Spirit from the account of Isaiah. Oh, that we might be warned, that we might be encouraged. Because in the account of this king, King Isaiah, that we find in 2 Chronicles 26, there is much encouragement. And there is also a very loud and very solemn warning. And it all concerns weakness and strength. Oh, the question is this evening, are we weak? Or are we strong? Because depending on whether we are weak or whether we're strong will depend on whether this chapter is encouragement for us or whether it is a solemn word of warning. I just want to briefly say a few things about Isaiah before we come to consider our text, particularly to just say something regarding the sin that he is found committing. When we read that his heart was lifted up to his destruction, he transgressed against the Lord his God. He went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. We must remember that although we read history here, oh, history comes in face to face with the worship of God. And that which God had instituted, which was spiritual and typical. And the whole of the tabernacle worship was to set before the people holiness. God dwelt in that holy place, and sinners could not enter in. Oh, they could not come into the court of the tabernacle without blood, without bringing an offering to the door of the tabernacle. The priest could not enter into the holy place without blood. And only once a year could the high priest go into that place where God dwelt, and that not without blood, on that great day of atonement. Oh, friends, it sets before us the holiness of God and the sinfulness of sin. No joining, no communing between God and sinners, no coming together. Our sins have separated between us and God. Separated. Separated, separated. Oh, friends, the door of the tabernacle, the veil which was at the entrance of the holy place, and the veil that was there at the entrance to the holiness, holy of holies. A thrice holy God. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. And oh, friends, if you're a sinner this evening, there's no way for you to approach unto God. Oh, that threefold holiness, you're shut out. But blessed be God, there was a way whereby the people could be represented even in the holy place. It was through blood. It was through the high priest and through the high priest alone. And that sets before us that great truth that we quoted together in prayer. Oh, friends, that is the substance of the gospel. What Jesus says there to his disciples in the upper room, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's only one way of salvation. There's only one way for a sinner to approach to a holy God, and that is through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, as he is the great high priest, as he has made that one sacrifice of sin, Jesus Christ, as he bears that precious shed blood, his own blood, that he shed upon the cross at Calvary, that he presents for us before his Father's face. And it's only through the work of that great high priest, it's only through that precious blood that a sinner may approach into a holy place. And that, friends, is the sin of Uzziah. Oh, how does he come into the holy place? He comes. He's not a priest. Only priests could offer that incense. He must come through a priest. He's not a priest. But he ventures without a priest. And oh, friends, he has no blood. He has incense, but he has no blood. What was Uzziah doing? He was putting himself above God's way. He was saying to God, I know better. I'll come on my terms. And you know, friends, that's just what self-righteous sinners do. They try to seek a way unto God on their terms. They say they'll come with their righteousness. They'll turn over a new leaf. They'll try and be holy. And they hope that by their good works, they hope that by their new good thoughts, they'll find a way into the holy place. Friends, if you're trying to work out your salvation this evening in any other way than the way God has provided through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone, friends, you may get to the gate of the holy place, the hour and article of death, and find you're cut off. Cut off. Because there's no way of approach but through the one great high priest. There's no way of approach unto God but through blood. Friends, there's only one way of salvation. And that's what the whole of the typical order in the Old Testament represented. Only one way of salvation. It was all pointing to that one Christ, to the Lord's anointed, to the one Saviour that was to come. No other way of salvation. All the types and the prophecies, they all point to the same place. Friends, they're all perfect compasses. However many compasses you get, if they're good compasses, they all point in the same direction. They all point to the same North Pole. Friends, every type, every shadow, every prophecy in the Old Testament, they all point to one place. Jesus Christ. They're all signposts. There's only one road to go. There's only one way of approach, through Jesus, the great high priest, and through his precious blood. If you're on a different road this evening, if you've mistaken the signpost, friends, if your compass is not pointing to that North Pole, then you'll prove, as Uzziah proved, death, destruction, and despair. That was the sin of Uzziah. Friends, he sinned in the type. You sinning this evening. Friends, are you bringing destruction upon your head? Because, despite the much hearing of the gospel, despite the many times you may have been told from this pulpit, there's only one way. None but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. You're still seeking another way of approach. You're bringing strange fire. You come this evening with your self-righteousness. Friends, do you not feel the need of Jesus this evening? You're not seeking him. You're not burdened about him. Why? Because you've got some strange fire. You've got some incense. You think you can come into the Lord's house this evening. You think you can come before God and everything will be okay. You're not worried about standing before God in the day of death. Friends, the solemn lesson of Uzziah. That is really the sin that is set before us here in all its spiritual light. Friends, he was setting the gospel to one side. He was trampling upon Jesus Christ, upon his blood, and upon his righteousness. He said he had a better way. And you know, friends, 81 priests, because there was the high priest and 84 priests, 81 priests Our friends, though they withstood him, though they told him, Uzziah, you're doing wrong, he would not listen. And you know, friends, neither will you listen this evening. It doesn't matter how many ministers may set this before you in the pulpit. It doesn't matter how many godly people may set it before you and how many good books you may read and how much you may read of the Word of God that sets this before you. Our friends, 81 priests standing before you will not change your course of action. No, friends. Nothing but the gracious Spirit to convince of sin and to make you realise all your righteousness is as filthy rags. To make you realise you're a sinner before a holy God, to bring you to see. Oh, there's only one way of salvation, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, that the Spirit this evening might be with us to do just that, to convince of sin, to lead to Jesus' blood and to our wondering eyes reveal the secret love of God. Friends, it's one thing that the poor ministers of the gospel have to learn, and it's a hard lesson. Friends, not the words of our mouth, nothing we can say from the pulpit will ever change the course of a strong sinner, will ever change the course of a lost soul. Friends, it requires the power of God unto salvation. And that's what I have to seek in coming to the pulpit this evening. If I was 81 priests before you this evening, it would make no difference. It needs the Spirit to bless the word. Oh, that he might. Well, friends, in coming to notice something concerning the lesson for Uzziah to us this evening, we want to notice his life has three parts. The first part is this, he was weak, but marvellously helped. The second part is this, he was strong, and his heart was lifted up to his destruction, and he transgressed against the Lord. And the third part is this, Uzziah is found weakened. Removed from his throne, a leper living in a several house. But there, friends, is the gospel. And as the Lord would help me, that's chiefly where I want to come this evening, to notice the gospel in the account of Uzziah. But to begin, friends, firstly, the first part of Uzziah's life. He was weak, but he was marvellously helped. You say he was weak? How do you know he was weak? Friends, I know he was weak, firstly, because he sought the Lord. We read in verse 5, he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. You know, friends, strong souls won't pray. You know, it's only need that drives us to the throne of grace. Few, if any, come to Jesus, says the hymn writer, till reduced to self-despair. Long we either slight or doubt him, till all other means we've tried prove we cannot do without him, then to Jesus Christ we fly. You know, friends, it's only weak souls that seek help. And it's only weak souls that will be seeking help at the throne of grace this evening. All the while you're strong, you will not seek any help. It's so naturally. Friends, when our bank balance is good, when we got health, when our job appears secure, when everything's going well in the family, friends, how quickly leanness comes into our prayer life. Friends, how slow we are to pray, how poor our prayers are. You look back in your life at what's driven you to the throne of grace. Those times of real prayer, those times when you've sought the Lord, when you couldn't take no for an answer, what were they? They were times of weakness, felt weakness, desperate weakness, helplessness. Friends, Uzziah, he sought the Lord. Why did he seek the Lord? Because he was weak. And it is so spiritual, isn't it? In the life of Uzziah here, we particularly read of his marvellous help in the things of providence. And we don't want to pass by them. We want to come to them in a moment, but just for a moment spiritually. You know, friends, you will not seek Jesus until you're brought to know your utter weakness, your sinfulness before a holy God. But I can just use an illustration, you know. When I was in hospital, the first time in particular, friends, the weakness. The utter weakness when I came round from surgery. 2 days, I could not put my feet over the side of the bed. The nurses had to do things that you would never normally allow them to do. All the while you got strength, you could not think of anyone ministering to you in the way that people have to minister to you when you're weak. But you know, friends, when you're weak, you're just thankful. that there's somebody willing to help you in that way, and willing to do it so kindly, so caringly, so gently. Ah, friends, until you're weak, until you're brought down to that place of utter helplessness. Oh, to take another illustration, I see those going into the care homes. Ah, you know, friends, there's an unwillingness to go in until they're brought to that place where they cannot manage. Oh, when they need it. Ah, is there one here this evening? Oh, that has been brought to need Jesus. You're utterly helpless. You're where the hymn writer says, a weak and worthless worm, on thy kind arms I fall. Be thou my strength, my righteousness, my Jesus and my all. Oh, you know, you will not seek Jesus until you're brought to that place of weakness. Oh, can it be said concerning you this evening, he sought the Lord. Are you seeking the Lord? Oh, friends, when the Lord convinces us of sin, when he makes us feel how weak we are in that sense, a sinner before a holy God, a lost eternity, and powerless. Oh, the pit there opened, and we must descend into it, the blackness of darkness forever. Friends, does it not give urgency? Does it not give ardency to prayer? Show me Christ, or else I die. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Oh, friends, is there one here this evening that's having to seek the Lord? You know your weakness. You're a lost soul, and you're willing to admit to God you're a lost soul. Ah, friends, and if you were to be asked by somebody here this evening, are you a lost soul? You'd have to admit it. Yes, I'm a lost soul. Oh, I need Jesus, and therefore you're seeking him. Ah, you know many. They may spend much of their life going in and out. Ah, friends, the odd pang of conscience. Oh, occasions when they may seek the Lord, but they're content if they don't get an answer. Oh, friends, have you been brought to realise the difference between that outward profession and the inward profession? Oh, your need this evening of Jesus, and you're having to seek him. Oh, having to cry unto him, have mercy. He sought God. He sought God. And oh, friends, I'm certain Isaiah found God. We read at the beginning of the chapter that Isaiah did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah did. Ah, you know, friends, there's only one thing that will make you walk right with God, and that's grace. That's the Lord's help. Oh, the Lord's people are brought to feel their weakness. Oh, I think we were speaking last time we were here, if we remember rightly, Psalm 73. As for me, my steps had well nigh gone, my feet had well nigh slipped. So foolish was I and ignorant I was, a beast before thee. There's weakness, and the Lord's people know it. Therefore their cry is often with the psalmist elsewhere, hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. Ah, friends, that's the only way, isn't it, to walk in the Lord's ways. Oh, have you been trying to walk in the Lord's ways this day? You try to pray, but oh, how poor you are at praying, how weak your prayers, how easily you give up. You try to read the word of God, but oh, friends, how it seems like a closed book. You leaf over the pages and you might read a few chapters, but you cannot remember what you even read. How weak you are. And you come up to the Lord's house, but the world and all the concerns of the world, the cares and being careful and troubled about many things. Oh, and you cannot free yourself from them. You come up, fain would my soul reach out and fly. But sin hangs heavy on my soul. The things of the world. Ah, friends, you're utter weakness. Oh, you have to pray for strength. And it's only as the Lord gives strength, only as he gives grace. The hymn you've been singing together. Oh, friends, do you feel weak this evening to be unable to say, thy will, not my will, Lord. Thy will, not my will. Ah, friends, we're weak, aren't we, before that? Oh, is that a test this evening of how strong you are? Can you say, Lord, thy will, not my will? Or do you have to come with the hymn writer, nor leave me till I say, Father, thy will be done. Ah, friends, you need him to strengthen you, and therefore you're found seeking the Lord. Isaiah sought the Lord, and the Lord strengthened him. Oh, friends, he was a follower of Jesus. He walked in the ways of righteousness. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And then, friends, we have his strengthening in providence. Oh, friends, here was a young boy, 16 years old when he comes to the throne. What is a 16-year-old? Oh, I know society was different back then. But in our country, you could not even vote when you're 16, let alone sit upon the throne and rule. Ah, friends, but here is a young boy. Oh, did he feel his need? He cried. Oh, for wisdom. Cried for strength. Cried that the Lord might hold him up above the shoulders of the people, that he might be received as king, that he might be strengthened to reign over the Lord's people. And he was. And the Lord greatly blessed him. And he greatly prospered him. He prospered him with those herds and with those flocks and with the vineyards. Ah, friends, he gave him wisdom in the things of husbandry. He gave him wisdom in the things of war. And he was enabled to equip his armies. And his armies went forth into battle. And they subdued the great enemies of God. God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt at Gerbaal and the Mehunims. Oh, Israel's enemies, I was helped to subdue. And more than that, friends, we read the Ammonites, the children of Ammon, who had traditionally been one of Israel's greatest enemies. Ah, friends, he didn't even have to pick up his sword, did he? He didn't even have to send out his armies to fight against them, no. Ah, friends, they were so afraid, seeing the fear of God in Uzziah. They were so afraid by the strength of Uzziah, they bought gifts, they sought peace. Oh, they were afraid that if Uzziah went up to war against them, he would completely destroy them. Ah, friends, his enemies fell before him. Oh, such was the help that God gave him. Oh, friends, what an encouragement this evening to seek that strength which is from God. Oh, in providence. Ah, friends, have you got mountains in providence this evening? Have you got armies before you? We see and read so much concerning the state of our nation, we wonder what we'll have to live to see over the coming months and years. Ah, friends, are we casting ourselves upon the Lord? Do we feel our weakness before these things? They've driven us to the throne of grace. Or do we still think we've got some strength? Somehow we'll get through. Somehow we'll weather the storm. Ah, friends, Uzziah felt his weakness before his enemies. He sought the Lord. The Lord strengthened him. They fled before his face. Ah, friends, do you know this evening prayer? Oh, can force a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. With men things are impossible, with God nothing is impossible. Ah, friends, are you bringing your burdens this evening? Are you bringing your mountains? Are you bringing the armies that have risen up against you? Oh, you know, the Lord hears the cries of his people, and they have to prove. If God be for us, who can be against us? Ah, friends, if the Lord this evening should hear your cry for strength and should be on your side and make his appearance on your side, then you will ride prosperously over the head of all your enemies. You will get safely through. Uzziah proved it. Oh, friends, read this chapter again in your leisure. See what the Lord did for Uzziah, the great things that God did for him. Oh, as he cried unto the Lord in his felt weakness. Ah, who am I? Who am I before all these enemies? What is Israel? A small nation, mighty armies. But Lord, oh, strengthen us. Be on our side. Give us wisdom. Give us skill. Lord, be with us. Go out before us. Oh, and the Lord did. And the Lord's people have to prove, don't they? Oh, when the Lord is on their side, as that boy who the prophet prayed that the Lord would open his eyes to see. More that be with us than them that be against us. Ah, friends, the weak saint that has to cast himself upon the Lord. Ah, he has not only, if we can say not only, God on his side. But it through God, through Jesus Christ, all the armies of heaven, the hosts of angels on his side. And our friends, the hearts of all men in the Lord's hand. Oh, your enemies may be made your friends in a moment. Oh, with men things are impossible. With God, all things are possible. He is able. He is able. Oh, friends, what an encouragement to call upon a prayer here in God. What an encouragement this evening to come to the throne of grace. Oh, with all the things that are too hard for you, the things that you feel so weak before. Oh, whether it be things in providence, whether it be Ah, friends, the things of grace, your soul state, your lost soul, your sins. Oh, he sits and waits to answer prayer. Oh, in this chapter we have a wonderful example of the Lord hearing the cries of his people, not turning away any that seek him. No, he says, they that seek shall find, they that knock shall be opened unto them, they that ask shall receive. He says, he that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Ah, oh, friends, what an encouragement to go to the throne of grace. And you know, when we go, according to the pattern of the word of God, when we have to come, oh, weak, worthless worm, leaning alone upon the merits of Jesus, pleading his mercy alone. Ah, friends, that's the only way to go to the throne of grace. Oh, through Jesus, through that great high priest who ever liveth to make intercession for us, wherefore he's able to save unto the uttermost all them that come unto God by him. Ah, friends, that's the only way. But as the hymn writer puts it, I can no denial take when I pray for Jesus' sake. Ah, friends, that's the way that the weak soul can go in. The King's highway of holiness. Ah, the way of which we read. The unclean shall not pass over it. No, friends, they'll never go that way. The self-righteous, the strong, they'll never go that way. Ah, but the wayfaring man, though fall, he shall not err therein. Ah, friends, are you having to seek that living way this evening? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. He says, come, come. Oh, just as you are, all your burdens, all your weakness, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Ah, friends, what greater encouragement can you have to come this evening than the very one that sits upon the throne of grace, the very one that presents the petitions of his people? Oh, he says, to the weary and heavy laden, to the weak, the utterly pressed out, no way, no way, utter impossibilities, mountains of sin, doubt, unbelief, come, come, he says, come unto me. Oh, friends, Isaiah came, didn't he? He sought God, he sought God. Oh, what brought him to seek God? You know, we read he sought God in the days of Zechariah. That's not the Zechariah, the prophet that we read of later on, but an earlier Zechariah. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. Ah, friends, Isaiah heard the gospel preached. He heard the word of God opened. Oh, he had that prophet, one among a thousand. Oh, to set before him the way, to declare, deliver him from going down into the pit, for I have found a ransom. Ah, friends, the gospel was preached unto Isaiah. The throne of grace was set before Isaiah. Ah, it was said unto Isaiah, the same as I must say unto you this evening, come unto me. Oh, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And there's poor Isaiah, a poor sinner, unworthy to approach, but oh, there's blood, there's a high priest, and therefore he comes. And he keeps coming. Ah, friends, he keeps coming, not once, but he keeps coming. How do you know that? Well, you read through this chapter. Oh, friends, the years, the battles, the things that elapsed. Ah, how did he come there? He kept coming. Kept having to come to the throne of grace daily. Ah, as long as he sought the Lord. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Oh, friends, years of prosperity in this chapter. And what was the secret of them? As long as he sought the Lord. Oh, the life of prayer in the Lord's people is not one-off. It's not, I'll seek him today and forget about him tomorrow. No. Ah, friends, he keeps alive. The life of prayer in his people. He keeps us coming to the throne of grace. He keeps us feeling our weakness. Fresh trials, fresh sin. Ah, fresh sights of self. Oh, friends, he made you approach once more today the throne of grace. What's brought you there? Fresh sights of your weakness, fresh knowledge of your sin. Ah, friends, fresh straits in providence. I'll go unto the Lord. I'll cry unto him. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Ah, friends, as long as he sought the Lord. Oh, he found Jesus, didn't he? And he proved the answers to his prayer, wisdom, strength, blessing. He was marvellously helped. Marvellously helped. Oh, friends, the marvellous nature of this help. In providence and in grace. In every aspect of his life. Oh, friends, there was nothing. And there's nothing that you can't bring to the throne of grace this evening and cannot prove this helping. Oh, the devil will tell you that thing's too small to mention. The Lord doesn't care about those little matters. Bring them, friends. He marvellously helps, even in the smallest thing. On the other hand, the devil tells you, you can't bring that, it's too big. Oh, you can't possibly ask for that great thing. Ah, friends, bring it to the throne of grace. He was marvellously helped. Ah, impossibilities, the greatest mountains. Ah, he is able to make a way. Marvellously helped. But oh, friends, I love to read in this word marvellously the grace of God. The grace of God. Oh, you know, friends, any answer to prayer is a marvel, isn't it? Do you feel this evening the answers that you've had to prayer in your life, they're marvels? Why are they marvels? Because you're a sinner. You're not worthy of anything. Oh, the realisation that a holy God, who cannot look upon sin with the least degree of lenience, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven. And yet, do you have to say this evening, this poor man cried? This poor man cried. Oh, not just poor in money, not just poor in natural strength, spiritually poor, a sinner. A poor, vile, wretched sinner, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Ah, friends, that's a wonder of grace, isn't it? That's marvellous. Marvellous. Oh, you may go and see the jewels in the Tower of London. They're marvellous. Ah, friends, you may go and see the wonders of the world, the Grand Canyon. Ah, the wonders in nature, whatever it may be. You may see the wonders of the power of God and creation in the storm, the lightning. Ah, friends, they're marvellous, but you know. Oh, the hymn writer says, doesn't he, immensely great, immensely small, concerning all of those things, but one strange work exceeds them all. Ah, friends, what is that one strange work? The work of sovereign grace, the work of mercy through Jesus' precious blood. Ah, friends, have you got a marvel in your life above everything else this evening? That God has heard you, a poor sinner at the throne of grace. That he's remembered you in your weakness and in your low estate, and he's visited you with salvation, that he's come to your soul and strengthened you. Ah, friends, it's a marvel, isn't it? Oh, have you ever had to sing at an answer to prayer? Ah, friends, have you ever felt that going out to God in thanksgiving because he's heard and answered your prayer? Oh, that's what we find in Scripture, don't we? The song of Hannah, the song of Mary, the song of Zacharias. Oh, friends, they were answers to prayer concerning the great thing, the coming of the Saviour. Oh, they sang. They sang. Ah, friends, why did they sing? Because they got marvellous things to sing of. Oh, repeat his mercies in your song. Ah, friends, that's the marvellousness of this help this evening. It's not in the defeat of the Philistines. It's not in the fact that the children of Ammon came and sought peace without Uzziah even lifting up his finger against them. Ah, friends, it's not in the wonders of the husbandry of Uzziah, not in his wisdom in the keeping of the vineyards and the flocks, no. Ah, friends, the marvel is this, as I was a poor sinner, but God in mercy heard him at the throne of grace. The marvel is this, that dust and ashes presumed to speak to God through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and dust and ashes were heard and answered. Ah, friends, that's a marvel, you know. Oh, do you know something of it this evening? Can you say, marvellously helped? Oh, amazing grace. Amazing grace. Wondrous mercy. That God should have bowed down his ear to hear me when I sought the Lord, and to have strengthened me. Oh, to have helped me marvellously in the things of providence. But oh, friends, to have given mercy through Jesus' precious blood, to have given you a hope this evening of heaven. Oh, to have given you that promise, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'll be with thee in all places whithersoever thou goest. I've gone to prepare a place for you. Oh, come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Oh, friends, is the greatest marvel in those things this evening that have come to you, the poor, vile, wretched sinner? He was marvellously helped. Oh, friends, this is the first phase in Uzziah's life. But there came a change. We must move on, secondly, to notice Uzziah became strong. Oh, friends, what does this mean, till he was strong? You say, you read through all what his armies did, all the armour he had. Was Uzziah not strong? No, friends, Uzziah wasn't strong when he went out against the Philistines. Uzziah wasn't strong when the Ammonites came with their gifts. What was he? Ah, friends, he was a weak soul, but he was strengthened. There's a vast difference, you know, between being strengthened and being strong. Only a weak person can be strengthened. A strong person doesn't need any strengthening. Ah, friends, Uzziah was a weak man, and he sought strength from the Lord, and the Lord wonderfully strengthened him. Ah, friends, he was made strong, but what was the secret of his strength? It wasn't in him. And you know, friends, if you're weak and you're strengthened, you're always strengthened by something outside of yourself. There's nothing in you that can strengthen you, otherwise you'll be strong. But a weak person always has to look outside for strength, whether it is to their next meal, whether it is to a good night's rest, whether it is to a chair to sit on or somebody to help them up, a crutch, whatever it may be. Our friend's strength always comes to the weak outside of themselves. And there is Uzziah, a weak soul, and he has to look outside of himself for strength. Where does he look to his God? Our God, a stronghold in the day of trouble. God, a refuge, very present help. Uzziah looked, for that strength. Oh, the Lord strengthened him. And Uzziah was then truly strong. Oh, friends, Uzziah knew the same source of strength as the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was weak. Ah, friends, he was always weak, wasn't he? He said, I could do nothing. But the Apostle Paul was strengthened, such that he could say, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Ah, friends, what was the secret of the Apostle's strength? You know, he had a thorn in the flesh. It brought him down, weakened him. Ah, friends, a thorn, but it was quite as weakening, you know, as the hole in Jacob's thigh that made him limp. Ah, friends, have you got something this evening that's making you utterly weak, making you limp, making you feel your weakness? It may be a tiny thing. Ah, friends, how often it is the tiny things that bring us to utter weakness. The tiny things that are beyond us. Ah, friends, is a tiny thing this evening, a thorn in the flesh that were driving you to the throne of grace, making you feel your weakness. And the apostle besought the Lord three times that a thorn might be removed. Ah, friends, the apostle wanted to be strong. But the Lord said, no, Paul, you're to remain weak. I'm not going to strengthen you. I'm not going to take that thorn away. You'll stop praying if I take that thorn away. You'll forget me if I take that thorn away. No, you keep that thorn, but my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in thy weakness. And oh, friends, what is Paul's conclusion? When I'm strong, then I'm weak. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. Ah, friends, you see, Uzziah was weak, but he was strengthened. Ah, then, spiritually, he was truly strong. But what happened? Ah, friends, Uzziah, you see, as everything appears to be going his way, as he has peace from all his enemies round about, as he has his flocks and his herds, he sits just like that rich man whose fields brought forth plenty. And he says, pull down thy barns. Ah, build greater. Soul, take thine ease. Ah, everything is all laid up for many years. Thou fool, thou fool. Ah, friends, that rich man had forgotten one thing. There is but one thing needful, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Ah, friends, Uzziah forgot. He forgot the throne of grace. He no longer felt the need to pray. The Lord had mightily blessed him. Everything was going well for him. He became strong. Ah, friends, he stopped reading the word of God, I think. He stopped listening to Zechariah. He didn't need Zechariah anymore. His heart had all he could wish. Ah, friends, he said that he was rich and in need of nothing. Ah, thou fool. Oh, friends, is there one here this evening that's strong? You don't need Jesus Christ. Is there one here that's strong? You haven't visited the throne of grace today. Everything's going okay for you. You're strong. Oh, friends, do you know the difference? Can you look back in your life and remember those times when you were weak? Ah, friends, when you were surrounded by trouble, by perplexity, your sins, such a burden, but then you were strong. Ah, friends, then you sought the Lord at the throne of grace, then he blessed you. His word was alive. You had answers to prayer. You found union and communion with the Lord's people. There was life in your soul. You were weak, but you were strengthened by grace. But ah, friends, this evening are you strong? Spiritually, you're dead. The throne of grace is unvisited. The word of God is a closed book. You do not need God. You're quite content with the things of this life. You're drifting along. Thou fool! Thou fool! This night shall thy soul be required of thee. Ah, friends, it'll be a mercy, you know, if the Lord should bless the word to you this evening to make you realise you're that you're strong in yourself and to make you realise your utter weakness, that you might cry unto him for mercy. Because you see, the warning of Uzziah is this, the strong fall. Pride cometh before a fall, doesn't it? Strength cometh before a fall. Ah, friends, how often the Lord's people have to prove, all the while they're weak, all the while they're having to pray their way along, all the while they're leaning upon their beloved. Ah, they know what the truth of the shepherd's song in Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. He that is down need fear no fall. He that is low, no pride. He that is humble ever shall have God to be his guide. But oh, friends, as soon as we become strong, oh, we forget God. We forget his word. Ah, friends, we leave doing that which is right in the sight of the Lord. We go in our own strength, in our own wisdom. We fall. We fall. And ah, friends, what falls? What falls? Ah, it will be a mercy, you know, if the Lord's dealt gently with any of his people here this evening, and their fall is but a little one. But a little one. Ah, friends, what a mercy if he should bring us up short before we've utterly fallen. If coming into the Lord's house this evening, we should come in as Asaph, then understood I their end. Ah, then he understood how his feet were in slippery places. He understood how he was just about to fall. But the Lord sent his word. Ah, friends, is this word this evening to one? This evening is to pluck you from the brink of falling. Ah, to remind you you're strong. Oh, but you're really weak. Therefore, look unto the Lord. Cry unto him, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, oh, remove this wretched self-strength. Remove this wretched independence. Make me dependent alone upon thee. Bring me to cry once more, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Bring me to find no other help, no other rock, no other source of salvation, but in Jesus and in Jesus alone. Ah, friends, Uzziah fell. What a fool. Oh, we've already mentioned something about this strength. You know, friends, this strength is not to be underestimated. The strength that is in our text this evening, until he was strong, this is a strength that takes billions of people to hell. Ah, friends, because they're strong. They're rich, they have need of nothing. They feel no need of Jesus. Oh, friends, that's the power of this strength. It will take a soul to hell. The power of this strength is seen in our text. Oh, friends, we must not minimise this evening this strength. Oh, you know, this strength is very, very solemn. If you're strong this evening, ah, friends, I tremble for you, because here is Uzziah, and as we've already said, 81 priests, stand before him and say, no, Uzziah, no, it's not according to the word of God. Stop. Stop. But Uzziah wouldn't stop. Ah, friends, Uzziah thought he knew better. He wasn't a priest, but he would go into the holy place. Ah, there was no way in but with blood, and he has no blood. He has a censer of incense. He thinks he's got enough. Oh, you know, friends, how solemn it is, the strength of us by nature, the strength to go in the ways of sin. Ah, friends, do you know anything of that strength this evening? You had to prove. Ah, you've gone. Your strength has carried you along. The words of your parents, the words of the godly. Ah, friends, the word of God. Oh, as it is, perhaps been set before you in the Sunday school, has been preached. Ah, friends, but your strength has gone through it all. Gone through it all. Ah, you've been on the path of sin. Nothing would stop you. Nothing would stop you. Nothing less than the power of God. Nothing less than the power of God. Oh, is there one here this evening that needs the power of God to stop them? Ah, friends, you're hastening to a lost eternity. Oh, nothing between your soul and hell. Ah, but God in his mercy should put forth his power. Should put forth the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, should seek and save the lost this evening. Should make you weak. Convince you of your weakness. Ah, friends, cut off your strength. Oh, the Lord does it in various ways, doesn't he? Ah, friends, in mercy. He may take away the source of your sin. He may take away those that are hurrying you along, your peers. Ah, friends, he may take away the tools that you have to sin with. Ah, friends, he may convince you of sin and bring you utterly helpless to cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And he's able to do it in a moment. He's able to do it in a moment. Oh, that he might do so this evening. If there's a soul in strength here this evening, that he would put forth his hand to pluck you, There's a brand from the burning to make you feel your weakness, to make you seek the Lord. Oh, he was strong. Till he was strong. Oh, friends, then the marvellous help dried up. Then, he was alone. And oh, friends, where it left him. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God. Oh, friends, what a solemn place. What a warning. Oh, if one here this evening should hear it as a warning against your natural strength, against trusting in your riches, against trusting in your health, friends, against trusting in friends and counsellors, whatever it may be. There's only one way. There's only one place of safety. Friends, there's only one to lean upon. There's only one to look towards. And that's Jesus Christ. None but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. And he says, look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be ye saved. In me is thy strength. Oh, Israel, he says, thou hast destroyed thyself. Thou wast strong. Thou didst wax fat and kick against me all the blessings that I gave you. They made you strength and you strong and you turned against me. Oh, Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. But in me, he says, in me is thy help. Return unto me and I will return unto you. How shall we return? Oh, take rid of those words. So we render the cars of our lips. Friends, if he should only say this evening, grace, thou hast destroyed thyself. Your strength has destroyed yourself. Strength that will take you to hell, but, in me is redemption. In me is strength. In me is mercy and grace. In me is a just God and a Saviour. Look unto me. Return unto me. Come again unto me. You see, friends, it's not just in the first place, is it? Solemnly we wonder. Solemnly we gain a little strength. We have some blessing and we go in the strength of the blessing rather than in the one that gave the blessing. Friends, we are strengthened. We're made strong. We forget our God. We forget Jesus. We forget the throne of grace. Friends, how many times the Lord's people need to hear him say, return. Return unto me. Look again. Oh, dear Jonah, yet will I look again. Salvation is of the Lord. Friends, that's what Jonah was taught. Salvation is of the Lord. There's only one way. Only one way. Oh, through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Yet will I look again. But then, friends, thirdly, I want to come to notice a third phase of Isaiah's life. And I believe in this phase we see the wonderful mercy of God, the gospel. There is Isaiah. He takes his censer. He forces his way through the priests. He will do what he will do. Friends, he's strong. But there, the Lord puts forth his hand. And the leprosy begins to arise. Friends, the priest thrust him out of the holy place. He didn't need thrusting out. Isaiah is a convicted man. Friends, he hasted to go out himself. He was brought to his senses. He realised, I've sinned. Against thee, the only have I sinned and done this iniquity in thy sight. Friends, he hasted out. There was a convicted sinner. Unholy. Before a holy God. Friends, he hasted out. He was put in a several house, a free house, as you find it in the margins. Friends, he could no longer go into the throne room. He could no longer sit upon the throne. No, his son was put in his place as regent to judge the people. But you know, friends, there was mercy for Isaiah. You say mercy? The Lord made him a leper. Where's the mercy in that? Friends, this is the mercy. You know, we find another case in the Word of God where the same thing happened, but with very different consequences. If you turn to the 10th chapter of Leviticus, you'll find there the account of Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron. And what do we read concerning Nadab and Abihu? We read, and Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. Friends, what happened? They weren't made lepers. No. Friends, something much more awful happened. There went fire out from the Lord and devoured them. And they died before the Lord. Friends, there is a law. There is a law. There's no forgiveness with the law. Friends, transgressors of the law must be cut off. The soul that sinneth it shall die. Ah, friends, they transgressed the law. They were cut off. They were destroyed. Fire went out from the holy place. There they were before the priest. And as they watched, the fire destroyed them. Ah, friends, that's the solemnity of sin. Oh, fire went out from the Lord and destroyed them as they burnt strange fire before the Lord. Ah, friends, in our account, where's the strange fire? There's no strange fire. Why is there no strange fire? Because Uzziah had a mediator. He had a saviour. Ah, friends, he had one to stand between. And this is the gospel in the account of Uzziah. Ah, friends, Uzziah was not cut off. He was not destroyed. How can that be? The law is inflexible. Ah, friends, the law that says a soul that sinneth it shall die. Ah, friends, there's only one way whereby sinners are saved from destruction. There's only one way whereby sinners are saved from hell. That's through Jesus Christ. Ah, friends, it's through the merits of that great high priest. It's through his precious blood. Uzziah had a great high priest. Ah, friends, he had precious blood. It had been proved earlier in the chapter. Ah, friends, he had answers to prayer. He had a high priest who was presenting his case before his father's face on high. And there, even as he sins, he's got a high priest who's making intercession for him. Ah, friends, he's spared. He's touched. Ah, friends, he's now a leper, chastened. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Ah, friends, you know, we have to bear the marks of our sins, don't we? We have to bear the marks of our strength. Have you got those things in your life this evening that you have to look at and say before the Lord, Lord, that's a reminder of my strength, my solemn strength. I thought I didn't need thee. I thought I didn't need to pray about that matter. Ah, friends, the Lord's marked you. He spared you. He's overruled it for your good, but he's left you a mark. A mark in your life, a mark that cannot be erased. Ah, friends, it's his mercy. If you've got a reminder this evening of the solemn consequences of being strong rather than being strengthened, ah, friends, it will be for mercy. Oh, Uzziah. Ah, friends, he spent the rest of his life in weakness, didn't he? He spent the rest of his life waiting upon the Lord in prayer, I'm certain of it. Ah, friends, I don't believe I'm reading too much into the word of God tonight to say it's so. Ah, friends, he went out a chastened man. He went out from before the Lord. Ah, he went out as Peter and wept bitterly. Ah, his sin, his strength. Ah, where had it brought him? A sinner before a holy God, but God in mercy, through Jesus' precious blood, had spared him. He was chastened. He was marked. Ah, friends, a mark of sonship. A mark of the fact that he had a heavenly father who loved him. A mark of the fact that he had an elder brother, a great high priest, a saviour, who had stood between in garments dyed in blood, that he might not be cut off, that the fire might be quenched. But he was a leper. Oh, friends, is there one here this evening that's proved the solemnity of their strength today? Oh, have you come up wondering whether there can be mercy for you? Well, friends, here is mercy. Here's the gospel. Friends, there's hope for the strong. Hope for the strong who are brought to see their weakness, made to feel their weakness, made to confess the solemnity of their sins, committed in their strength. Ah, friends, there was hope for Uzziah. Oh, glorious hope, gospel hope. Ah, friends, that great high priest still stands today between his people, all their sins, and a holy God. And they, none perish that in trust. Ah, friends, what a mercy, what a mercy. What a gospel we've got. Ah, friends, marvellously helped. Marvellously helped. When we fall. When we fall. Ah, friends, the Lord's people, they fall. Oh, don't think this evening the Lord's people don't fall. The devil may tell you can't be one of the Lord's people, because if you're one of the Lord's people, you wouldn't fall. Ah, you wouldn't have stumbled today, you wouldn't have sinned. Ah, friends, the Lord's people fall. The word of God, testimony to that. Page after page of the falls of the Lord's people. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Ah, friends, page after page of testimony to this. Ah, there's mercy for poor backsliders. There's mercy sufficient. The fullness of mercy. Salvation unto the uttermost. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ exceeding abundant. Ah, friends, how it's magnified in the case of Uzziah. Oh, you may go to your grave marked. Uzziah's grave was even marked, wasn't it? He could not be buried in the holy city. He could not be buried in the tomb of his father David. He was buried in the field, outside the city, because he was a leper. Ah, friends, he was marked even down to and in death. But, his sin could not keep him out of heaven. Ah, friends, his sin could not turn him into hell, because he had a saviour. He had a mediator who had to come and plead. Oh, he had to cast himself upon. And none perish, let him trust. Oh, friends, this evening, is Jesus' blood is your only plea. If you have to come with all your sins, your wretched strength and the sins that have flowed from it, and to plead alone the precious blood of Jesus. Ah, friends, here is hope. Here is hope. Isaiah was marked with leprosy, but he was not destroyed. The tree cut down, but the root preserved. Ah, friends, preserved. Kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvellously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Amen.
God willing, next Lord's Day there'll be a reading service in the morning, and Mr. Chapman is expected to preach in the evening, and Mr. Pocock is expected to preach next Monday evening. Let us close with hymn 957. 957. Why sinks my weak, desponding mind? Why heaves my heart the anxious sigh? Can sovereign goodness be unkind? Am I not safe, since God is nigh? Hymn 957.
forgive all that's been amiss in the worship of thy house this evening. Bless, Lord, thy word unto us. Oh, may it be, Lord, that word of instruction, that word of correction. Lord, may it be that word of hope, gospel hope. Oh, forgive us, Lord, where we're found wandering from thee, leaning to our own strength, our own understanding. Lord, bring us back. Deal gently with thy servants. Oh, manifest thy love unto us once more. Part us, Lord, with thy blessing. Take us to our homes in peace and safety. Be with the people, Lord, here. Bless them. Go with them in all places, with us wherever they go. Lord, prepare us at last for our end. Oh, bring us safe to glory. Forgive us for every sin, we'd ask it for Jesus Christ's sake. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, both now and for evermore. Amen.